This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Managers of salmon in Lake Michigan must soon decide how many fish to put into the lake each year. The salmon fishery is a man-made industry in the Great Lakes, produced by planting millions and millions of fish in the lakes. But keeping the salmon population in balance with the food supply is a challenge these days, and some scientists are raising new questions about the salmon's demise in Lake Huron and whether it can be stopped in Lake Michigan. Here's IPR's Peter Payette.
Salmon are not native to the Great Lakes. They were brought in from the Pacific Ocean. Some fish have learned to breed in the wild, but generally, if you caught a salmon in the Great Lakes, it was born in a tank. But by 2002, that was no longer true in Lake Huron. That year, researchers observed something they didn't believe at first. 4 out of every 5 salmon were wild. Jim Johnson is a state fisheries biologist in Alpena. He says they assumed there was some problem with the data.
And we were incredulous at that point, and we thought maybe it was a tick that would stabilize later on, but every year since then it's been about 80%. It wasn't just a flash in the pan, it was a permanent change.
That change might sound like good news. More fish. But there were too many, far too many. Pretty soon they ran out of food and died off. Today, the once famous salmon fishery in Lake Huron is pretty much gone. And Jim Johnson says it all happened rather suddenly.
The Great Lakes are big waters. You think of things happening slowly in such big waters. This was relatively rapid.
What happened in Lake Huron was the fish adapted well to some rivers in Georgian Bay. Johnson estimates that while the state was putting 3 million fish in the lake each year, as many as 14 million wild fish would be born in Georgian Bay. That overwhelmed the food supply of the whole lake. You might say that the salmon, an exotic fish, became an invasive species in Lake Huron and wrecked the food web. Recently, scientists have begun to talk about the fact that Lakes Huron and Michigan are connected by the Straits of Mackinac. This obvious fact has not been of much interest until now. They know fish pass through the straits, but have generally believed it's a minor factor. But one scientist in particular is now questioning that assumption. Rick Clark does research through Michigan State University. Clark noticed something unusual about fishing in Lake Michigan during the past decade. He says the fishing has been nearly as good as it was back in the 80s. That was the best fishing ever on Lake Michigan. But anglers spent about half as much time fishing as they did back then.
So that meant that half the number of fishermen were catching just as many fish, which is hard to explain except that there must have been more fish out in the lake.
His hypothesis is that lots of fish have been coming over from Lake Huron. It's just a hypothesis, but it's a troubling one. That's because if fish from Lake Huron are coming over to Lake Michigan, then what's to stop Lake Michigan from being overwhelmed by a legion of wild salmon from Georgian Bay? And scientists, including Rick Clark, say under that kind of pressure, the salmon fishery in Lake Michigan could collapse too. But Mark Ebner doesn't see any reason to worry. He's a fisheries biologist with the Chippewa-Ottawa Resource Authority. Ebner's not convinced that many salmon are coming into Lake Michigan through the straits. He says the salmon fishing is horrible in Lake Huron right now.
If there really was that many fish coming, wild fish being produced in Lake Huron, and particularly in Georgian Bay, moving into Lake Michigan, we would see substantially better fisheries in Lake Huron than what we see. Because not all of them, they're not going to make a beeline from Georgian Bay into Lake Michigan.
Ebner says it would take centuries for the salmon to develop such a specific migration pattern. But the managers of Lake Michigan are anxious about this very possibility, and it's something of a wild card as they decide how to maintain the state's prized salmon fishery. Another year and the issue should be much better understood, though. Every Chinook salmon planted in the lake last year was tagged, and researchers will soon have a much clearer picture of how the fish move around and where the wild ones are coming from. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette.